Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great.
Good. What's the latest on the icy cereal?
I didn't get back up to Rouse's, so I didn't do that. I did have a bowl of cereal at about 2 o'clock this morning, but it was granola, and it was kind of a desperate midnight snack. So.
Any problems you want to talk about, having trouble at home, 2 o'clock in the morning, eating cereal? Do you want to talk about anything?
Well, you know, it's Tales of the Cocktail, and they had a ghost tequila sort of activation at Santos, and so I had to go check that out.
You had
obviously.
To.
I had to. And then, you know, by the time it was time to go home, I was like, oh, damn, look at that. It's
pretty
late,
need,
and I'm pretty hungry, and I needed some soakage.
Well, I was just going to bring that up. You need a little soakage at that point.
Yeah, and that didn't occur to me until I was already in my own kitchen, because you know what, otherwise I probably would have gotten some Bourbon Street pizza.
Yeah. Well, that's good soakage.
People look down their nose at Bourbon Street pizza, but I'm here to tell you, it's really pretty good, and it's really quite cheap. Like, you can go get a big, big slice of pizza for $5.
All right, now Ian, is it good, or is it good under the circumstances?
It's legitimately good pizza.
Is it?
Yeah, I've had it under all possible circumstances at this point, you know, living just a couple blocks away as I do.
Interesting.
And it's good pizza.
Because I have...
Vieux Carré pizza.
I've talked about Lucky Dogs.
Yeah.
And man, when I would buy a Lucky Dog, when I was like, you know, drinking a lot, when I would buy a Lucky Dog, man, this was like the best food I could ever get. It was absolutely delicious. Was it really that good, or was it just good under the circumstances? And there's nothing wrong with Lucky Dog, but it just tasted so damn good because I think of the circumstances had something to do with that.
You know, somebody asked me the other day, when was the last time I had a Lucky Dog? And I was like, God, you know, probably 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And then I remembered the last time I had a Lucky Dog was like 7 or 8 weeks ago, because the building, the office building where we work, like, I think once or maybe twice a year has some sort of Lucky Dog activation where Lucky Dog comes in and they're making Lucky Dogs in the lobby all day. And hey, if it's free, it's me. And there's nothing better and tastier than a free Lucky Dog. You know, when I'm limping into the office, got a hard day of work ahead of me, you know, working in the salt mines, I got to go work with this clown all the time. I'm just kidding. But then also, you know, it's good to get a free lunch.
Yeah, you know, my favorite Lucky Dog story is the one where, you know, this was kind of early in their career, and I'm having lunch with Daryl Hall and John Oates. They're in town. They're appearing at Old Man Rivers on the West Bank. And this was early in their career where I think She's Gone was out. Sarah's Smile was out. Rich Girl may have been out. Anyway, so we go to Brennan's. I'm taking them to Brennan's to have lunch, and they didn't wait on us right away. So, you know, here I'm sitting with Daryl Hall and John Oates, and you know, the service wasn't really that great at that particular time. This is not a reflection on Brennan's today. It was just this one time. Well, Daryl got really PO'd, and he said, I don't want to eat here. I want to go. So he kind of, you know, got his ruffles, feathers all ruffled.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went out, and he said, where can we just get something to eat? I brought him to a Lucky Dog wagon, so there I am on Bourbon Street, standing with Daryl Hall and John Oates eating a Lucky Dog. So, you know, that was a fun story. And again, I don't mean that to reflect on Brennan's today, but at that time, you know, I'm with Hall and Oates, and you'd think that we'd get service, but we didn't get. Well, it was early in my career, early in their career, and they might have looked at us like, you know, who do these people think they are? I mean, we weren't doing anything but sitting there waiting for service, but Daryl Hall got a little heated up very quickly. So in this whole dispute going on with John, I guess maybe we can understand what John's going through.
Wow, yeah. Man, that's crazy.
I mean, going from Brennan's to Lucky Dog, you know, that's a big stretch.
I don't know. Those are fun days in my view. Like when you go to a really fine restaurant and you're like, you're all dressed up and you have like this 4-star meal, and then you go to the worst little dive bar. Like that's a vibe.
Yep, it is. All right, let's do a couple of texts as we head into the first break.
Here's a text that says, I've never eaten a Lucky Dog sober. I guess
I understand that.
I have, but only because they're here at the office.
No, look, if you're sober and you want a good dog, you go to Dad Dog on Magazine Street or wherever there's a Dad. You go to
Frenchman.
Dad Dog, man. They've got some good dogs in there. Maybe a little sauerkraut on the dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Dan in Bywater is listening today. He says, my favorite late-night post-partying food was the Hummingbird Cafe. Ain't there no more.
Oh, I remember
that. Was that the one in Britannia?
No, the Hummingbird was on one of the, it was in the Warehouse District. And it was on one of the streets. It might have been Camp. It might have been Barone. It might have been St. Charles. I don't remember. Somebody's going to tell us. Or I hear you're pounding the keyboards already. The Hummingbird Cafe. I remember
that. Hummingbird Grill, yeah.
Grilled, yeah.
It was known for its legendary 24-hour service.
Yep, it was. And there were people in there.
Oh, yeah. This looks like it's on Camp Street. I think this, if I'm looking at the right place, this is Flamingo A-Go-Go now. Something. Do you know where that is? Like kind of by the
museum?
Yeah,
I know where that is. I thought the Hummingbird Cafe was up a little bit more. But, let's not get into a discussion.
We're not going to get caught up in where was Hummingbird Cafe.
But you know what? That'd be a good topic. And why don't we save that for Friday? We'll do a topic of where's the best place to get a late night snack?
Yes.
Because, this is a 24-hour city, but there are not many places open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. I'm going to make a note here. We'll do that on Friday. All right.